Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Look at you in a green shirt. You're shaking it up. You're not in a dark Mickey Mouse hoodie. You're in a audience. He's in a lime green Nike t-shirt. I'm shooketh.
You're shooketh?
What do I do? I don't know. I've never seen you not in a in one of three hoodies while we did this podcast.
And look at you in a hoodie today.
What's going on? What? Why? How have you landed in this lime green t-shirt?
I decided to wear a t-shirt today because I had an interview earlier.
Go on. What happened?
We talked about things.
Tell us everything.
Well, we talked about how you can stream Extended Family on Peacock pretty much.
Oh, I see. This is a plug for Extended Family.
I wore a green t-shirt just so you would ask me so I could plug Extended Family.
What? Who is the interview with?
It was with, I don't know. It's me, dude. Come on.
I don't even remember who you did the interview with.
I know who I did the interview with. I just don't know.
Were you high during the interview?
I might have been.
Have you ever done an interview high and you think to yourself, self, I'm too high for this interview?
This might have been that interview. This might have been that interview.
I haven't smoked weed in years, but when I did smoke weed, the idea of being interviewed is not what I would be interested in. But I think you're a pro.
You just get really honest. All that happens is you get honest. That's
but
all.
I would get in my head like, oh, did I answer that right? Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Did that sound weird? I would be so in my head.
No, I've been high for so much of this shit now that, you know, it doesn't.
You're kind of like a double black diamond skier, but with weed.
When it comes to marijuana, I'm one of the best.
Yeah. You and Snoop.
I have smoked weed with Snoop before, yes.
Did you get extra mega high?
I had to stop. It's not that it was just too much smoke. Like my throat was so dry and water was not going to solve that problem at that moment.
I'm the only one of y'all that doesn't enjoy cannabis sativa.
That's fair. That is accurate statement.
That is accurate, bro.
That's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
But nobody's trying to peer pressure you back into your old ways, bro. Like the new you is cool. I'm all right with
no,
it.
No, I don't miss it at all. But it sure is popular in Los Angeles.
And in New York City now.
And in New York City, as we know. All right, should we get into the show? Donald, why don't you count us in? Scrub season 9.
5, 6, 7, 8. Some
stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Season 9, episode 4, everybody. What are we thinking?
Daniel, you had some thoughts.
Yeah, I want to hear Daniel's thoughts. Let's go.
I just, you know, what I was saying to Zach earlier is that, you know, I think with a little distance and a little space and this whole going into season 9 with the most open mind possible, it's not that bad. It's really not. It's really enjoyable. And I think, you know, there's the reminiscent part of it that's seeing you guys, and there's still a lot of gaffes. And I will say, maybe when we lose a major part of this formula, I'll feel a little differently. But while we're still seeing Turk and JD having a good time, it's really, it's a fun show. And I think comparison is the thief of joy in this scenario, where it's like, you want to say it's bad because you're strictly comparing it to the thing you had before. But I think it's fun. It's still fun.
It's definitely still fun. As much as I am enjoying the fun parts, some of the show feels ungrounded to me, specifically in this episode, the fantasies. I was like, I don't know whose fantasy this. So we were just randomly cut to a fantasy.
Everyone,
and I was like,
everyone can fantasize, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird rule. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I just feel like I gravitated towards the JD, Turk, and Cox stuff more than I gravitated towards the interns. And then at one point in the show, JD says to the interns the plot of the exact show that this is a ripoff of. You know what I mean? And it was like...
a ripoff or inspired by, I think.
There's like three versions of it. We've done this like several times. It's like where we say goodbye to a special person. But then they didn't even make... But then it got like real hokey and wrapped up really quick.
And it wasn't even moving. I mean, when we did that, when we did that with Glenn Turman, it was like one of the best Scrubs episodes ever.
But at the end of this, this dude, they found the guy's...
His war buddies.
Army war buddies. Vet buddies.
Yeah.
In like a half hour.
And get the fuck out of here, man. You'd never seen them before. They obviously live close.
Well, close. They live on the block.
Right? You know what I mean? Like... The that fuck?
And wait, you're telling me that Cole went to his party and like drank and then came back and changed and got in Scrubs?
That completely was unearned. Yeah.
By the way, though, I have to say, us in those outfits dancing, the capoeira.
That shit had me. Not even before the capoeira.
All
even
of it.
All of it. Us of online, freaking, and you know, that was a great part of it. But the best part of the show is fucking Sam Lloyd. Saying goodbye.
The late great.
Yeah.
Wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's start with the beginning.
Well, there's not much to talk about. I'm already ready to go 5, 6, 7, 8.
No,
like this show was.
Come on. We do a rewatch podcast, Donald,
no
until
doubt.
We're
I'm,
done
I'm
doing
in
a
it.
Rewatch
I'm in
podcast.
It. I'm in it. I'm in it.
The people want to know what the four of us think, and we are here to serve them. We are here to service millions of people, Donald. Mm-hmm.
Why is he spitting on Lucy in the beginning of the show?
You went right by my servicing millions of people.
Yeah, because I went right to spitting. And I went right to spitting.
All right. He is spitting in Lucy's face. By the way, not a fantasy.
Not a fantasy.
In reality, he's screaming in her face and spitting in her face.
And not a fantasy. JD comes to school in leg warmers.
Leg warmers.
Well, not only leg warmers, like brown, like... Debbie Allen style.
Did I ever tell you when I performed the fame monologue for Debbie Allen? Did I tell you that story?
You did.
Oh, yes.
It's an amazing story.
Well, I'll do it quickly for those that have heard it on the podcast. But I was at a restaurant and Debbie Allen and we established who it was. It's the creator of
Lee Daniel.
It was Lee Daniels. And they were at a table behind us and Lee Daniels tapped my shoulder and said, "Have you ever met Debbie Allen?" And I instantly just stood up out of respect for her. And she smiled at me and I said, "Oh my goodness, royalty. I loved fame growing up. It's such an honor to meet you." And she said, "Oh, you're sweet. Thank you." And I said, "I can do the monologue." She's like, "You don't know the monologue." And I just went into it. By the way, totally sober, middle of the day. Packed restaurant. I just like took my stance and I was like, "You want fame?" And I went into the whole thing.
"You got dreams. You want fame?"
And she clapped at the end when I nailed the ending. I stuck the landing in front of Debbie Allen, Donald.
As you should.
Anyway.
Speaking of Debbie Allen, she was in that movie that I was talking about earlier, Next Day Air. She played my mom.
Really? That's interesting. Wow. Our stories come full circle. Anyway, so yes, JD, not in a fantasy, wearing leg warmers, carrying a stick.
A stick in class.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Making the kids sit on the floor.
Yeah.
He really wants to be He wants to be Debbie Allen in Fame.
What is this?
All right. So then I wrote in my notes with Johnny C. I was like, is that a fantasy? And then I realized it was not.
No, because that's how you and Lucy pass the torch later on.
Oh, yes. We sort of dance by each other and the voiceover gets tossed to me.
Yes.
They throw Lucy under a bus. That was a fantasy. I don't know who's fan.
You're
I guess that was Lucy.
Now you're really jumping.
That's my third note. They throw Lucy under the bus. They throw a mannequin under a... You don't remember that?
I do remember that. I thought that came after the... But the boom. I can't do this all on my...
I don't hate it, by the way. I kind of like the beat. It's like a nice remix. It also starts on Your Beautiful Face. It's got, I don't know, it's the Scrubs remix.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words. Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff?
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was? Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC, terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
Okay, so Lucy says, if you want to keep sleeping with me, you better have my back to Cole.
Yes.
And then he's like, you got so many rules.
Right. Now, Bro-a-palooza, baby.
Yeah, I remember those t-shirts. I think I still have one for years.
I think I have one too.
Bro-a-palooza.
8 p.m. to question mark. Yeah. That means we don't even know when it ends.
Yeah, we don't even know when it ends. You're like, where's mine? I'm wearing yours.
I died.
I love it. Where's mine?
That was funny. Now, we're so geeked. Part of the theme of this episode for us is that we're getting old, but we're in denial about us getting older. We're still trying to be little kids. We're still super stoked to go out on the town. Our wives
our
are
wives
in town.
Are out of town.
And we're going to party all night, 8 p.m. till question mark. When was that? There was somebody's birthday party back in the day, old Scrubs, where it was 8 p.m. until upside down question mark. It was a Spanish.
Oh no.
Wait, what?
It was a Spanish themed party. I remember. I forgot what it was, but it was 8 p.m. until upside down question mark.
Lean in.
All right. So Bropalooza, and they're all excited. They're geeked. And but then Cox tells Denise that she's got to get her interns under control, because her interns, they're not doing anything correctly. They don't feel like they're a good crop.
No, they're just unruly. They're fighting, and they're not a team yet. And he's witnessing it. He witnessed it. You're absolutely right. When they throw her under the bus, that was in his class and everything. And he's like, dude, you got to get these cats under control. They're right. Wrecking havoc.
Yeah, and they're also stealing his donut. He didn't like that they're fighting over his donut.
And so she pawns it off onto her boyfriend.
Right, but he doesn't have it for very long, right? I forgot if he does anything.
No, because she tries to get out of it, and Cox is like, get the fuck, no. And we're like, get the fuck out of here. You can't do that shit. Is it us, or is it, I forgot already.
Oh, I forgot. I can't blame it on weed. Joelle, do you remember? Why does, she tries to hand it off to Drew, and then Drew somehow flips it. Maybe it's me with the cheese?
Yes, it is with the cheese.
Yeah, you do hand you the cheese, the pepper jack. Yes.
That's right. It is us, right. So it flips, and now she's like, all right, look, so you guys now have to stay in the ER tonight and take down the note. I had it written. Take down the notes.
What is it? Final interviews.
Right, the final interviews of these people that are dying.
Right. It's as though the writers said, you know, it was a really famous, beloved episode of Scrubs.
Oh, come on, bro. Don't do it.
Well, it is kind of that. I'm not dissing anyone. I'm just saying that this is definitely inspired by a very beloved episode of Scrubs.
The very year before, the season before.
Right. It wasn't too distant.
No, not that distant.
Cole's throwing a party, and they all want to go to the party.
Thank you.
Denise throws it at them. You're not going anywhere. All done or none done. You're not going anywhere until you guys take the final interviews of four patients that are likely going to pass away tonight.
Right.
And then Lucy references her pubis mons by saying, it's like the friggin' Amazon down there.
Because she hasn't shaved.
They're all excited to go out. She hasn't maintained her mons.
She wants to get out. And about. And
I know, but it was so weird that she, I know she makes a joke about saying like, gosh, I'm so awkward. But like she announces to the group that her pubic hair is like the Amazon.
I mean.
Word.
All right.
She does. No. Yes. That is an accurate statement. Yes.
Drew, this was weird. This wasn't thought out. Why is he in a dinosaur costume in prison?
He's working. This is what he's doing for community service.
But why is that community service? Why would they want a guy dressed as a dinosaur in prison?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
No, I just didn't understand the joke.
But you're trying to explain it.
The joke should have some sort of basic logic.
I know, but you're trying to dissect it now, and there's no way to dissect the joke.
I just want to talk about in the world of the show. He got community service and he dressed up like a dinosaur because he thought he was going to, the community service was entertaining children, but it ultimately was entertaining prisoners. Why would the prisoners ask
at
for
the prison?
Why would the prisoners at request or be assigned a man in a dinosaur costume?
No logic here at all.
And then he said that the costume was flammable, meaning they set him on fire at the prison.
Yes.
They tortured him.
Yes.
Horrifying.
No, it's not horrifying, Daniel. It's bullshit. Like, come on, man. That's what it is, Daniel. Horrifying. Get the fuck out of here is what it is.
I didn't understand that at all. Suggestion. It was a very quick fantasy. I think at the time they were like, this doesn't work, but we shot it. So quick, throw it in that and then get out quick. All right. So Ted is quitting and Ted is finally going to travel the world with his wife, Gooch. And they're going to do a tour of the country, and they've written a song for every state.
Yep.
So cute.
Very cute.
She's so cute. They're both so adorable together.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have to say, Scrubs Wiki says
Gooch and Ted do not sing the state songs in alphabetical order, since Alaska and Arizona come before Arkansas.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, how could they have let that happen? I don't understand. Do you think that they shot those other ones and then they just weren't as funny and so they decided to start on Arkansas? How could they get the alphabetical order wrong?
Maybe they didn't have anything funny to say about Alaska. They're like, just go to Arkansas.
Anyone who's writing those little jokes could have found Alaska. There's plenty funny in Alaska.
It's cold in Alaska.
Yeah, you can see Russia from your house. Yeah. They start singing and they're very adorable. And then the elevator gets stuck and Cox cannot handle it. So he climbs through the emergency hatch of the elevator to escape their singing.
This is where I lost it. I said, what's happening?
What is happening?
It was so confusing. Like, Cox would never pull this kind of Looney Tunes stunt. It's weird.
Yeah, and by the way, it doesn't take much for him to escape that elevator. He does David Blaine on that shit. He's out of there.
I thought that was actually on par for a Scrubs joke back in the day. Like, that would be the most obscure joke in an episode, him doing that. You know what? I can't handle it. I'm out. And then climbing out. But him falling through the ceiling and then us not addressing it, there's a bunch of things that, you know what I mean?
It's all cartoony. And I have to say, to give myself some criticism, I think that I was playing, I just leaned into the silliest side of JD. Everything I'm doing in this season so far to me, except for that, maybe a one or two, I just feel like I'm the broadest one. I'm not playing anything straight. And I know I have a lot of broad stuff to be saying, but I'm watching myself and it all feels like I lost the plot. Literally and figuratively, I lost the plot.
I feel the exact same way, bro. And I'm glad you pointed at yourself, but I feel like as a whole, the show itself has lost the plot.
No, but I'm saying that even when I watch Michael Mosley, I go, okay, well, he's a great, granted, and I've said this last episode, he's not called upon to do the super silly stuff that JD is doing. But I'm like, he's at least being a good actor. He's playing it straight. He's doing the jokes when they come. And I watch myself and I'm going, wow, I've leaned all in to super silly humor. Obviously, that's what most of the stuff they're giving me. JD's there to be as silly as JD can be. But to me, I'm not super impressed with my acting so far this season.
Yeah, and I don't think it's Shakespeare, though. So you're all right.
Well, I'm just saying in seasons 1 through 8, I think I found a nice balance.
Yeah, but that was Shakespeare. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That wasn't Shakespeare.
All right, so Cox drops through the ceiling. We learn that phase one of our bromance, bro-palooza, is going to be quesadillas. That's why we eventually see JD with a giant sleeve of cheese. We say that we're attached by fun. Now, JD runs through all the themes when he finds out there's a party. Cox tells him there's a party. JD runs through many themes. I thought you must be excited that he mentioned Star Wars.
Well, that he mentioned Star Wars twice.
Yeah, I'm at the point of being your wife that when I hear the word Star Wars, I get excited.
You were like, Donald's gonna love this part.
I'm like, because they said the word Star Wars, I'm like, Donald's gonna love this. That's where we're at.
I have a Star Wars question for Donald. Do you think JD predicted Canto Bite when he called for a murder mystery set in the Roaring Twenties? A Star Wars murder mystery set in the Roaring Twenties?
Wow.
Is that what Canto Bite is?
I mean, Canto Bight is a 1920s casino style setup where we don't explicitly see murder, but we do see a lot of corruption. I'm just saying, when JD spits this out, I was like, Canto Bight, maybe?
What's Canto Bight?
Canto Bight is a planet where it's a casino on a planet Finn and Rose ride some crazy ass horse like cats and.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Was that in Last Jedi?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember being, when I watched that, going, what the hell is this?
So stupid. Why is everybody wearing tuxes? It's an alien planet where all of a sudden there's these European conventions.
Right, it's a casino, but everybody got on a tux.
They're aliens.
Look at the can of worms I've opened. I'm so sorry.
Tux is universal.
Universal is right.
I don't know. We've never seen a tuxedo in Star Wars ever. until Candlebite. They even got the rose and shit in this shit. Come on, buddy. Sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you guys about that new Star Wars trailer I've been
hearing. This is the best day ever. Wait, I can't believe we're doing this.
We'll be right
back. We're going to be right back.
Don't worry, audience. I'm going to make them keep it brief.
But we'll be right back. No, you're not.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase.
Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the wallet app on iPhone.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds.
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind seeds, fruit and nuts bars, and Kind savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. What you trying to get into one day soon? What you trying to do?
All right. What is this new show? I heard the trailer is very popular.
Acolyte.
I think it's just Acolyte. There's no
Acolyte.
Oh, well, is it Acolyte?
Acolyte.
Keep it alive.
What's the Acolyte?
Acolyte.
Donald, do you want to take this one?
In brief, please. We don't need a whole... We need the cliff notes, please.
This takes place... So I've been shitting on this little thing called The High Republic, and everybody's like, no, it's fucking really good Star Wars, man. You should get into it. It's Star Wars. And it takes place... Apparently, it was supposed to take place 1,000 years, but this takes place like 100 years before the events of...
It's a long reign. This is toward the end of that era.
Right, but this takes place 100 years before The Phantom Menace. And so... The characters that are in it, the characters that could possibly be in it are like out of this world. Anyway, this the rise of the Sith under the Jedi's noses and them not knowing. So all of these people in this show that you're watching, all these people got to die. All of them got to die.
We don't know just all of them are going to die yet.
But just for one line in The Phantom Menace alone, they all got to die. That's impossible. The Sith have been extinct for over 1,000 years. Just for that alone, they all gotta die.
Well, something tells me there's gonna be some Siths that weren't accounted for.
No, I'm not talking about the Siths that have gotta die. All the Jedi that encounter said acolyte
said
gotta
Siths.
Die.
All right, and there's no said Sith.
Said no, Sith acolyte gotta
there's
die.
There's no other famous actors we know that are in it, or is all new folks?
Amandla Stenberg is in it. She's fabulous. You might know her from The Hate U Give. She was also she's a fabulous actress. Also, the girl from the Wolverine movie,
The Matrix.
Yes. Carrie Ann Moss is also in this movie, and she's fabulous. And we're very excited. But the girl from Wolverine who played X-23, who was really great, Logan. That's the movie.
She's in it.
Yeah, she plays the alien with little horns on her head.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's like a lead character too. I'm really excited. We haven't seen her for like 7 years.
She's going to die. I hate to tell you. Okay. She's going to die.
We'll see.
All right, well, listen, I heard the trailer broke some sort of interweb record.
No Star Wars trailer has been viewed this many times ever.
It looks really bomb. It's interesting because they've decided to use martial arts as a central starting point for the fights, as opposed to before, you're more into sword fighting, like a classic fencing style of sword fighting, and then they move to broadswords in the new movies. But this is all martial arts based, and it looks killer. Fights look amazing. I'm excited.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
I'm interested in finding, like, all of the geeks for the High Republic are really losing their mind because in the trailer they show this Wookiee who, the gentleman who played Chewbacca in the original, not in the original, but in the sequel trilogies. Is playing this Wookiee Jedi, and it's rare. We haven't seen that in live action before, and so people are really excited about that. There are a lot of really cool things.
They're excited to see the guy in the Chewbacca suit.
Well, they're excited to see him play a different type of Wookiee. A Wookiee Jedi is extremely rare, and we get to see one.
I think there's three versions of it that I know. There was one in a novel back in the day that I read with the kids of Han Solo and Princess Leia. They were best friends with this Wookiee who was a Jedi. And then in the Clone Wars and stuff, there was a Padawan Wookiee.
Are there any Ewok Jedis?
Not that we're aware of.
I'd like to see that shit too. I'd like to see a Jawa Jedi. I'd actually like to see a Jawa Jedi, an Ewok Jedi.
I want to see an Ewok Jedi.
Things that are considered primitive, I would love to see, once they're enhanced by the Force, what they become.
What about Jabba Jedi?
Wow.
That'd be also intense.
That'd be interesting because he wouldn't know he was a Jedi until after Jedi mind tricks don't work on Hutts and things like that. Well, you know what I mean? True. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's how amazing how much you guys know.
Just one day he was like, I want to choke you. And he would just choke somebody. And then he wouldn't be a Jedi. He'd be a fucking...
Let's get back to Scrubs.
No, I can't. Last
I'm so tired
there
now. I need a nap.
There could never be a Hutt Jedi.
And that's how the conversation ended. There could never be a Hutt Jedi. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a good "the more you know." There could never be a Hutt Jedi. The more you know.
Joelle, we're going to start having guests on more now we are not doing episodes. And I asked Joelle if she would find someone who would talk to us about open relationships and marriages. Joelle, have you found an expert on that at all?
We're still looking around, still poking around for...
Well, this is a very hot topic issue.
Why is this a hot topic issue nowadays?
It's just something that people are talking about. I've seen many articles around about some people shaking it up and trying open relationships and open marriages. And I thought it would be an interesting topic since our sex therapist was so popular and our other... therapy-related guests were so interesting. I thought it might be a good topic for our listeners. And Joelle's going to find an expert.
I'm interested in hearing what they have to say, but as the only married dude on the panel...
No, Daniel's married too now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Daniel's married. Daniel, your relationship isn't open, is it?
Correct. It's not.
Right. No. Okay.
But we're not asking whether it's for you or not. We just want to have the conversation about people that are into it, just out of curiosity. We're not trying to.
My relationship isn't open.
No, we know. We know.
Okay.
We're not asking. We're not trying to enroll you. I just thought the topic could be interesting.
I don't want
to
be in the lifestyle.
All right. He said, in case Casey's listening, my marriage not open. Yeah.
No. All right. Ready? Let's go on, Donald. Back to the TV show Scrubs. The last state that we hear them sing is about Wyoming. And I laughed when Sam says, no Jews to be shaloming.
Yeah.
It's a funny rhyme. So Kelso offers them a night on the town. He's charmed by them. And he says, I'm taking you out, Ted, if you're leaving. He's flirting, of course, inappropriately with Gooch, but... He says, I'm taking you out on the town because we all know that Cole is throwing a big party. And then the security guards from the hospital are now the bouncers at
the
bar.
Don't do it. We could have skipped it.
We have to talk about how that they are now, they also work as the bouncers at the local bar to pick up extra money. And in addition to that, what's the thing they have? Oh, salsa. They make salsa. Mm.
They were the gig economy before the gig economy got here, which I can sort of respect. I just wish they were funnier.
They have lots of hustles.
Yes.
Is that what it means to be a part of the gig economy?
Yeah. You have a lot of side hustles.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they do. Lucy is assigned to interview the great Paul Dooley, legendary character actor. And I remember Paul Dooley being there and being excited. There's a movie that was very important to my brother and also a movie that I loved called Breaking Away, which I highly recommend to you. Paul Dooley's been in so many movies, but he was the father in that movie. And it was really, really...
What's the movie about, Zach?
It's about teenagers and growing up in a small town, and one of the young boys becomes a really incredible cyclist. And it's a small town, and they don't do anything, and he's trying to break away from small town life by being a competitive champion cyclist. And it's really beautiful. I recommend it.
He was also the dad in one of my favorite movies of all time, 16 Candles.
Oh, of course, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Legend. Wow. Legendary movie. So JD's at the bar, and we know that he doesn't like beer, but he does drink for 8 years. He drinks apple teenies. They make him feel fancy. I don't know why he's doing shots of soda.
Weird.
But the funniest part of the episode, I think we can all agree the funniest part of the episode is us dancing.
Dancing.
I easily. Cracked up.
Easily.
I cracked up in those outfits. And then
easily.
You say that we're letting them know?
Yeah. I laughed very hard at that.
Ken Winningham, our amazing director,
yes,
has a cameo. Around 1325, you first see him as...
Talking to Cole.
Cole, right. And Cox calls him a jackass, I believe. And then Cox asks Cole to name who the five lamest people... This was so random, but Cox asks Cole to name the five lamest people in the bar.
Yeah, convinced that
because he's trying to tell us that we're the big losers. You're old. Stop trying to be young and silly. Grow up. You're old men now, or older men now. And Cole doesn't name us. He names several other people, including
Cox,
Ken Winningham.
The joke is that it's Cox, some other dude.
Ted.
Yeah, Cox, Ted, some dude that he saw in the bathroom that was trying to look at his security guard.
That was the white security guard.
He stored his junk,
he said.
Right. And then... the other dude, which was Ken Whittingham, who has a weird wiener.
And he only knows about the weird wiener because white security guard told him about said weird wiener.
Yes.
It was nice of Ken, as the director of the show, to say, I'll volunteer to be the guy with a broken penis.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
He probably didn't want to go through the process of casting someone and be like, hey, your part is that you have just your only thing. You don't even have a line. Your only thing is that you have a fucked up dick. And he's like, I'll take one for the team and do a cameo.
Yeah.
Then we do our Brazilian fight dancing, which was just chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Do you remember if they showed us Brazilian fight dancing so we could at least reference it? Because we do like these moves. I don't know if they're out.
There was definitely a choreographer there for this.
There was?
At one point. Yeah, for sure. And a stuntman.
Well, I kick you in the face. So yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a flashback, and we're doing the Hava Nagila. We're doing the chair dance that the Jews do at a wedding or a bar mitzvah at a celebration.
Is it Hava Nagila Hava?
Hava Nagila Hava.
Nagila Hava.
Nagila Hava.
Hava
Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava Nagila Hava. Hava In the name and it's Tamea, in the name and it's Tamea, in the name, in the name, it's Tamea.
That song doesn't have to go so hard, but it does.
It goes extremely hard.
I appreciate it.
That song's fire.
It needs, hard, so yeah.
It needs a remix.
To this day. What's that Deontay Wilder shit? To this day.
Yes.
To this day.
Dan, you should drop a Hava Nagila remix.
There already is one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Play a Hava Nagila remix for us.
I will pull it up for you right now.
I think it's old enough to have the rights gone to Hava Nagila. It's biblical.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got it for right here. It's that.
What's the BPM?
Fast. I think it's like 130.
Let's hear it now.
Oh.
My man got the trumpet.
We need to drop the beat. Hey!
Anyway. You get the idea.
Hey!
It is extremely loud.
What does the song mean? Does anybody know what the song means?
God, I should
I don't know. Dan and I should both know. We don't know. We've been hearing it our whole lives.
Seriously.
It's a celebration song. And you pick
it's a celebration!
It's a celebration, and you pick people up in a chair, and you bounce them up and down. And if you have a bad back, when they start pulling out that chair, you want to make sure you're nowhere near the situation, because they will enlist you.
You really, it's like that. There's not like assigned people. Look,
no.
you have to come, because we're going to put them on a chair.
What happens is they bring, if it's a bar mitzvah boy, it's fine. Odds are he or she is light. But you get to the wedding party, and the father, the groom, the bride, they're not all going to be easy to lift in a chair, and you better have strength. So what you want to do when you start hearing that song is tiptoe to the back of the dance floor.
According to Wikipedia, Hava Nagila means let us rejoice, and it was written in 1918.
There you go.
It's not biblical.
So it's not biblical.
Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. We gotta rejoice. We rejoice in hard. Get a fucking chair. We're gonna rejoice. Get a chair. We're gonna rejoice. Throw this motherfucker in the air. In the air. This motherfucker. Throw them in the fucking air. Don't drop them. Don't drop them. Fucking rejoice.
Bravo.
Perfect.
Oh, shit.
Don't drop them. Don't drop them. You got to rejoice.
They got to remix that now.
Anyway, that fucking Brazilian fight dancing was amazing.
And then you kick me in the face, and we got to go to the hospital.
And you need stitches. And then Ted goes off on Kelso, understandably, because Kelso is drunk and all he gives him is a handshake. And Ted's like, what the hell? Give me more than that. Hmm. I did find it funny the callback that Cole is afraid of bread.
Yeah, what the fuck?
When you see him in the second time, he's eating a sandwich with a fork.
With fork.
There was a War Buddies fantasy.
No, that wasn't a fantasy. That was real. Oh, were you talking about them in the...
No, I'm talking about they cut to the... Yeah. Like, and then the War Buddies, as we said earlier, just show up a little bit too easily. That was bizarre.
And then I lost my shit, man. And this was the best part of the show for me. And I got really emotional. You know what I mean? And the way they said goodbye to Sam, this is the last time Sam was... And he walks off into white light.
I
and that
know.
Shit just like...
That was deep.
It was like, holy cow, like, you know, oof.
Yeah, that was, obviously they didn't intend to do that, but I mean, with meaning, but now he walks off into white light. It was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It says here in Scrubs Wiki, he takes the bus that was gifted to him by Kelso in My Five Stages. It's similar to how Dr. Kelso took his portrait in My Dumb Luck and the coffee box table in My Finale. Mm-hmm. Sam Lloyd was not, however, allowed to keep the bust. They found out.
Rude.
Also, interestingly, this is the last episode of Scrubs ever to feature Manly Henry, Snoop Dogg attending.
Oh,
wow. Oh.
The last time you see him, featured-wise, is wishing farewell to Ted. However, even though uncredited, he does appear once more in Our White Coats in the background after Cole is locked in the broom closet. But this is the last time he's featured in a shot as Snoop Dogg attending.
Well, I mean, it was all the OGs in that when he leaves, though.
Was Rob there?
I don't know if Rob was
Forgot there. Who was there. It went by so quickly.
It went really fast. But it was. I saw Colonel Doctor.
Yeah, Colonel Doctor is doing a lot of fucking, getting a lot of steps in on these episodes. He's everywhere.
I see him in every shot. And that's the episode. Gooch plays him out. So, Joelle, do you have some hot takes for us?
We have one hot take.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a hot take about Scrubs Season 9, Episode 4. We'll be right back. Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Zach here, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave.
Is it something sweet? Try the new Seeds Fruit and Nuts Bars with flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, and pumpkin seed. They're made with sweet raspberries and cranberries. And the number one ingredient, seeds!
And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars, or grab the rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. Savory snacking has never been this delicious. I know your mouth is watering. I personally love the raspberry. Donald, let me tell you, I could eat 10 of those a day.
Oh, really? Rosemary's mine. All 6 new bars are gluten-free and have at least 5 grams of protein.
Kind always leads with nutrient-dense ingredients like nuts. Explore all the new flavors waiting for you, like strawberry sunflower seed, orange cranberry pumpkin seed, and paprika nuts and mesquite smoked sea salt. This is the bar for people who love real food.
Try all the new flavors of Kind Seeds, Fruit and Nuts bars, and Kind Savory bars. Shop on Amazon today.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
And we're back.
Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever.
All right, here we go. Here
I bomb atomically.
Here is a positive.
You honor me. You honor me. You honor me.
Here is a positive take on Scrubs 904.
Socrates philosophies.
Hi guys, this is Martin from the UK in the rainy Chiltern Hills. Episode 4. It's really good. And rewatching it, I've realized quite how dense it is, and so if I do miss anything, please forgive me. But the basic premise is that the 4 guys have got to get these sort of exit interviews from the terminal patients, which is going to end up being a team building exercise. But it gives JD an absolutely brilliant sort of opportunity to reference My Last Words and Steak Night, which obviously is going to bring up a bit of nostalgia. But it's really well sort of plotted and sort of sketched out to get the guys to work together, which also sort of kind of starts Cole's transition in season 9 from, selfish, entitled douchebag to ever so slightly less selfish, entitled douchebag. And Dave Franco plays it so, so well. In fact, I had to write down that he delivers a line which, it's a line that I would happily use in day-to-day life, but nuts to butts in that piece, big old wrangle dangle. I mean, it's just absolute nonsense, but so well delivered. It's really good. But bullet pointing this episode down is actually quite difficult because there is so much going on. But you obviously got Cox calling out Turk and JD as being pathetic for their bro-palooza, eventually getting them to go to the party dressed as a cowboy and Indian and doing their capoeira dance off, which is worth the price of admission alone. It's
that's what we said. Pretty much scrunch gold there.
But I think obviously for me the big thing about this episode is Ted Gooch and Kelso. It was funny rewatching it you know, knowing now that Sam's no longer with us, that as soon as Ted is there, it sort of hit quite emotionally, actually. I was getting a bit, you know, sweaty-eyed about the whole thing. But the little sort of like interplays between Ted and Gooch and Kelso have always been brilliant, and have always been, you know, Scrubs at its best is when the peripheral characters, and I say peripheral, which is being unfair, but they can just play off of each other so well that it's almost effortless. It's beautifully written. It's beautifully acted. I think Ted and Kelso's sort of goodbye is great, because, you know, Ted calls Kelso out for saying, you know, I deserve more than just a handshake. And in the end, all he does get is a handshake, but a really sincere and subtle, but beautifully played, you know, goodbye, I'm going to miss you. And my takeaway from the episode was that, you know, knowing what we know now was, you know, very, very emotional, but it was, it's a great episode. It was really, really enjoyed it. And so, you know, thanks, you guys for, you know, delivering this, you know, great show. It's, and season 9, I'm really glad to have gone back and looked at it, because I feel like I've, you know, unearthed something that I maybe wouldn't have done if you guys had not sort of decided to include it on the show. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks to Zach and Donald for what you do, and Joelle, you know, for putting it all together. It's great. Oh, and just another quick thing. It might be me, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure in the opening titles, if Zach is in it, JD is the one putting up the X-ray on the light box. But if he's not in it, it's not him. I could be wrong. That's true. I might be right. I think that's true. Anyway, cheers, guys. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Bye.
That was great.
He ain't sitting under Daniel. He does Daniel.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, Daniel doesn't really register in Martin's mind.
That's okay.
No offense to Daniel. That was really that was really well said, though. And thank you, Martin, for all the kind words. I think he's right. We haven't gotten to non-JD episodes, but I remember that we shot that title sequence two ways. And I believe when I'm gone, Lucy's the one who puts up the X-ray at the end. He said a lot of things we agree with, except he absolutely adored it.
I don't know if I agree with that, but yeah, I don't agree with that absolutely adoring it. He just named a few bullet points that we were able to name that were great about the show. He didn't really put story into it
we're not asking them to summarize it.
That's what's lacking about some of these, hate it or love it, you know what I mean?
Are you calling for more criticism of story in our voicemails?
No, not necessarily that. It's just like everybody who likes it so far is just like the nostalgia of it is great. And that's just proving our point. They're not necessarily saying what's great about the show. They're just saying, I love the nostalgia part. I love the nostalgia part.
I think we need to have Tamika back and have her do every episode.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that one. She actually, and not to say that this gentleman didn't do a great job. He was very articulate and
listen to Martin talk all day.
He might just be English. You don't know if he's articulate. He just might be English and he sounds.
No doubt. But
don't let him fool you, Donald.
Effortlessly charming.
And I appreciate him calling. But what's her name? What was her name?
Tamika.
Yeah, she she goes deep, 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 deep into it. In the words of Axel Foley.
Yeah, will you tell Tamika, if you don't mind, Joelle, that she was so good that we kind of want to change the segment to a new caller comments. Pro or negative, and then we hear from Tamika.
Got it. Can do.
All right, that's our show. Donald, I bet there's a sitcom you want to tell everyone about.
I spoke about it earlier, but
we need to hear more because you're wearing a green shirt. Zach,
I would like to talk about this movie called French Girl.
Ooh, go ahead, girl. Hey.
It stars the lovely Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very enthusiastic Zach Braff.
Yeah. Ooh. Enthusiastic is right. It's really fun. You'll love it. It's wherever you get your movies on VOD, Amazon, Apple, wherever you buy or rent a movie, you can find French Girl. Please check it out. And Donald is in, what's it called again?
Extended family.
Extended
dick.
Family. With the legendary John Cryer and Abigail Spencer. All right, that's our show. We love you guys. Thank you, as always, for checking in with us and listening to us babble. Donald, count us out.
Here's
some stories about a show we made, about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, it's Donald, and Kind Snacks has 6 new flavors for you to crave. Flavors like rosemary, strawberry, jalapeno, and raspberry.
Each of the 6 flavors is made with #1 ingredient seeds or nuts and has fruity or savory flavors depending on what you're craving.
They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every bar. Nutritious snacking doesn't have to be all blah and boring. The bar for people who love real food.
Try all the flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.